Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we are joined by Mercedes Morgan and Damon Davis from USARA. We're going to be talking about a very exciting event coming to the Castle Country. And it's USARA's Recovery Day coming up on Friday, September 5th, from 3 to 7 p.m. at the Price City Peace Gardens. It's a pleasure to have you in here today. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, we're excited to be here. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Aiden.
And you know, this is the fifth annual Recovery Day that you guys have been able to host. And once you reach that kind of five-year milestone, that means that you have something going that has been a true impact in the community. That five-year mark is really the major milestone that a lot of fairs try to reach. So for people who might not be familiar, what is USARA's Recovery Day?
Yeah, USARA's Recovery Day is an event that we do annually to bring together our community and highlight people in recovery. Those that are still suffering from substance use disorder, those have entered into recovery, and then also highlighting family members. We recover as a cohesive unit. So we really just want to amplify that people are recovering in our community every single day. And our theme this year is Unstoppable Together. So we are excited to come together and show that in Carbon County, recovery is unstoppable as long as we are working together.
You know, I really like that theme of unstoppable together, because recovery isn't a journey that most people try and tackle alone. You have to have a lot of community support, whether it be from family or a community organization like USARA. It's a journey that the more support you have around you, the easier it's going to be, and the more success you're probably going to be able to find in that field.
Yeah, Aiden, I really like that you used the word milestone, because recovery really is about milestones, and that to be able to say that you've been to four recovery days, which is something that not all of us can say, it's cool. You know, it's cool to have something that kind of acts as a bookend to your year in recovery and a way to go back and touch base and celebrate. And we want to normalize recovery more than anything. And this is what this celebration really is about.
You know, that's something I've always loved about USARA is you guys are constantly working to try and break the stigma surrounding topics, whether it be recovery, the unhoused population. You guys are always working to try and eradicate that stigma that surrounds topics like this, show people that, hey, it is okay to talk about this, and it's okay to show that you can recover. And that's something that Recovery Day aims to do. And we're talking about it before we came on air. This is something that's open to the community. This is a community event, right?
Absolutely. We invite anyone and everyone that is available to come swing by the Peace Gardens. The event is taking place from 3 to 7 on Friday, and it's going to be a great time. We've got lots of fun activities. We'll have a dunk tank where we're dunking a lot of our law enforcement officers. They're great supports. We're going to have face painting, bounce houses for the kiddos. We'll have getting our smoke on, doing some dinner for us. And then we're going to have a big resource fair where we pull not only our local resources, but also resources from other areas to show that people have options. Because before someone falls into a place where they're identifying as being in recovery, they're just a person before they're anything else. And so we really aim to reduce that stigma and show that people are recovering every single day.
So looking at the resource fair portion of Recovery Day, what kind of resources are we going to be seeing?
Yeah, we'll see lots of different resources. We've got some of our partners that have made this event possible. We've got Carbon Medical Services. We have got the Southeast Utah Health Department. We've got Step One Services. So all the way from, you know, potential detox to long-term services to USARA will also be there, obviously. And we are able to engage people in our program as long as they need it. So we're super, super excited to bring together just a plethora of different options for people so that they know how you do this is completely up to you. No one is going to recover the exact same way.
Yeah, there's no set way that a person is going to be able to recover. It's a different journey for all of us. So I like that approach that you guys take, that this is something that you have all these wide variety of resources, and they can kind of choose what's going to be their best approach, what's going to work best for them, because that really helps put the control in the hands of the person in recovery. And that's something that I know a lot of people want, is that degree of control.
Right, right. And we're excited this year. We've actually got our first agency that is a non-recovery based agency that has partnered, and that's Intermountain Electronics, and we are very grateful for them. Tony Basso Group of Companies has donated a car, so we'll actually be able to give that away to someone in recovery at the end of the event as well.
And that opportunity drawing, always a big draw for Recovery Day. So what are people going to have to do to be a part of that?
Yeah, so when you get to the event, you'll get a punch card, and when you visit 10 different resource booths, you'll be able to enter that into our giveaway, and then We'll draw throughout the event. Anyone over the age of 18 is able to win some of our prizes. We've got some really good things from gift baskets to TVs, obviously to the car, which is the big one at the very end.
And let's break this down to a personal level. For you individually, what is most exciting about Recovery Day? Damon, let's start with you. What makes you most excited about Recovery Day?
Well, I think as a person who grew up in Carbon County, we didn't really have anything like this. The thing that's exciting for me is, like I said, to see that recovery is being normalized. Because as I said, we're people with a different problem. And this is our way to celebrate the fact that a lot of us do get better.
And Mercedes, same question for you. What excites you most about Recovery Day?
What excites me most about Recovery Day is seeing everyone come together and just celebrate one another. It's a place where we can highlight wherever you are in your journey. We've got kiddos running around. We've got grandparents there. We've got spouses there. And we're all just coming together to say, hey, I believe in you. And if you don't have any hope, you can borrow some of ours.
Let's run through that nitty gritty one more time. When is Recovery Day being held? Where is it? And how can people participate?
Recovery Day is being held Friday, September 5th from 3 to 7 at the Price City Peace Gardens. If you want to just show up and come and have a good time with us, that's really all we're hoping for. Like Damon said, we're just trying to normalize that people do recover every day in our community.
Now, Mercedes, Damon, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
No, we hope to see you there. We're excited, and we hope that we have an amazing, successful event, and we just invite the community to come and be a part of that.
Well, Damon, Mercedes, always a pleasure to get you here in the studio. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Aiden.
Again, that was Damon Davis and Mercedes Morgan. We were talking about USARA's Recovery Day coming up on Friday, September 5th from 3 to 7 p.m. at the Price City Peace Gardens, featuring a resource fair, family activities, and an opportunity drawing for a car. You're not going to want to miss this. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.